but even more appalling, and a slight current of air, as if propelled by it, passed whispering along the sweetbriars and the broom and the tresses of the birch trees. It came deepening and rolling and roaring on, and the very Cartland crags shook to their foundation as if in an earthquake.
The Lord have mercy upon us! What is this?
And down fell many of the miserable wretches on their knees, and some on their faces upon the sharp-pointed rocks. Now it was like the sound of many myriads of chariots rolling on their iron axles down the strong channel of the torrent. The old gray-haired minister issued from the mouth of Wallace's cave and said in a loud voice,
"The Lord God terrible reigneth."
A waterspout had burst up among the moorlands, and the river in its power was at hand. There it came, tumbling along into that long reach of cliffs, and in a moment filled it with one mass of waves. Huge, agitated clouds of foam rode on the surface of a blood-red torrent. An army must have been swept off by that flood. The soldiers perished in a moment. But high up in the cliffs, above the sweep of destruction, were the Covenanters, men, women, and children, uttering prayers to God, unheard by themselves in the raging thunder.